Draft class 2017. Glad to be with you guys. We'll really just open it up, but before we did that, really wanted to let all these guys speak. We're excited about what we were able to accomplish this weekend. Obviously, day one was huge for us with three first-rounders, being able to add a couple more players on day two and come back today with the number of guys that we had targeted, and we're moving around quite a bit, but we're able to come away with still 10 picks and some guys that we really had high on our board going into the day. So great team effort from our coaches to our scouts, support staff, ownership. Really proud of our ability to execute our plan and come away with a real successful weekend.
I think, first of all, as Sash just said, I want to make sure that we give a lot of credit to D and Jimmy for, one, putting this group together. I mean, I think it was an outstanding, a lot of months of work. You know, you go all the way back to the end of the season till now. It's like we've been on the clock ever since the season stopped. And it was a lot of work put into this by Sashi, led by Sashi and his team, who've done an outstanding job of leading through this. I mean, I can't tell you how many countless conversations we had, good ones, tough ones, ones where we went back and forth on a lot of different things to get to where we are today, which is outstanding. And that's what you have to do to be able to put yourself in this position to get our football team better. And I thank the men up here because they did a great job of leading us through it and giving us a chance to get our team a little stronger as we head into the 2017 season.
Anything major unresolved?
No. For us, I think going in, we wanted to come away with a number of young players we felt good about. You know, Paul and I sat, you know, kind of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week just batting around what would be a successful weekend. I think if we laid this out, we would have bought this early for sure. But Paul may have other thoughts.
No, I think that's definitely true. I mean, you always, as excited as we are, as fun as the draft always is, I think we always tend to look back at things and say, okay, what could we have done better? You know, you always look at certain situations, oh, that may have been a missed opportunity, but you take a step back right now as soon as it's over and you look at the names on the card and, you know, feel really, really good about the 3 days as a whole.
All the guys that we talked to seem to have that passion, and there's obviously some athleticism. Are there any other common threads that run through all these picks?
I'd say the biggest thing is just love for the game, you know, love for football. You know, guys that love to compete, love to be on the field, and just love for football for the competitive reasons more than what football actually even brings off the field.
And all you guys, I understand that, and that was one of the biggest criticisms of Kaiser. How did he resolve that issue for you guys, since it's not something, not a tangible thing?
Can you rephrase the question or restate it?
That Andrew just talked about was kind of one of the pre-draft criticisms of Deshaun Kaiser. So how did he resolve that in your mind, that he is one of those guys that loves football and not just loves being a quarterback?
Yeah, I'll let Hugh jump in here too, and AB, all three of us met with him. You know, I can't talk to the source of where that criticism came from. We did not find that in our conversations with him. You know, student of the game, very, very bright in the classroom, understanding offensive and defensive concepts, competitive kid. You can see it. It's all over him, and confident. And so, you know, we did not have that issue. But, you know, Hugh and
– Yeah, and I'll echo what Sash just said. I've never saw that or heard that, really. You know, so again, what Sasha said to me suffices. This kid is a football player. I think he has a love for the game and a passion for the game.
Yeah. Sasha, do you think the quarterback room right now, do you think it'll be the same room in June or July?
Yeah, you know, you can never predict the future, but, yeah, we feel good about having all the guys in there, Kevin and Brock and Cody and now Deshaun to add to that group. And it's a good young mix, all hungry, competitive guys.
You guys did not take an inside linebacker or a wide receiver. So where are those two positions on your team right now?
We feel good about both positions. We obviously have young guys at each shop, and we're able to sign Jamie. You know, obviously still a priority for us to get something done with Kirko. at the inside linebacker position, and we feel good about both positions. We really do. Tank and Dominique, who we got last year in free agency, college free agency, came in, did a good job. So we feel good about both those groups.
In the context of kickers early get drafted, know you think this guy has to be pretty good. No, I guess I'll ask you know, what do you know about him? How good can he be for the Browns?
Well, we feel very comfortable that this guy brings the characteristics that we want in our kicker. I think he had an outstanding career at Arizona State. He'll come in and compete. We feel good about our kicker here and now, but I don't think you can ever have too much competition, you know, anywhere on our football team. And the thing that I love that we're doing is that we're adding players that are on our board at the right time for us, you know, and I think that's most important. He was there. It was an opportunity for us to take another guy to compete, and we did that.
Assemble the personalities in the locker room, the leadership, and all that sort of thing. How do you feel about potentially bringing someone into the locker room, such as a Caleb Brant?
Well, I think Sash kind of addressed that earlier, so I feel good, you know. But again, I think he said exactly how we're looking at that and what we'll do in those situations, and I think our team does too. I think our culture is strong in our locker room, and they know if we bring in somebody in there, they have to adjust to the culture that's here. And if they don't, I think Sasha said exactly where we stand on that.
Paul, from the big picture thing, how did you look at how the quarterbacks broke in the draft and how you ended up with Kizer? Can you kind of walk us through some of that?
I think the quarterback position is something we focus on all the time. We have conversations about it, probably every week. And certainly leading into this draft, we were doing our due diligence on all those guys. Didn't know exactly how it was going to fall, but I think we were prepared to regardless of what happened. And we had talked through all the different, contingencies. But at the end of the day, we were pretty excited with the way it ended up unfolding for us.
How did you view Kizer and the whole picture of things, too, from your...
I think I can say it better. We were excited with the way it ended up, working out for us. Obviously, we had, some other opportunities, with other picks that we had in front of that. But we felt, like Hugh just said, in terms of, taking the players where you feel like this was the right spot. We were really excited to get him in that spot.
Well, I think this is the question for you. If not, Sasha, jump in. But 9 trades, if my math is correct, in these first 2 drafts for you guys combined. Has that been by design, or has that been just a byproduct of opportunity presenting itself to you?
That's a good question. we don't go into the day thinking, hey, let's make 3 trades today. I mean, that's not the mindset at all. I think this year maybe we were more proactive in trying to create some opportunity than even last year, although we may have even made more deals last year. I don't recall exactly what the numbers were from year to year. But look, we try to be very proactive in general. We also just try to be really, really prepared for whatever might be happening, throughout the 3 days. Today, for instance, there were a couple situations with the way the board was falling that we wanted to act, we wanted to do something. We were able to do that in a couple of occasions and get players that we wanted to go get. If the board had fallen a certain way, then we wouldn't have done those things, So I don't know that it'll be our MO going forward, but I think we're always trying to think one step ahead so that we can be prepared and hopefully do something if we need to.
Well, how do you look at that Roderick Johnson? Will he be a right tackle, a left tackle, or what?
Yeah, so we'll start him off at left tackle. I mean, you're looking at a 6'7", 300-pound tackle with, the movement skills to play on the left side. We'll start him off there. He's played his entire career there at Florida State, and we'll see where he goes from that point.
Shouldn't expect anything with Joe Thomas, should we?
Hey.
Expect Thomas?
Yeah. He'll keep playing at a Hall of Fame level for the Cleveland Browns.
You guys are pretty well set with your roster now for the most part. How do you feel like the team? How do you feel about the team that you have to work with heading into 2016?
Mary Kay, I'll know more about them when I can get them on the field. I feel more comfortable. One, it's second year in this opportunity for me with our coaches, with a new defensive staff, and obviously with this group here. But I think we're better. Now how much better we are, we'll find that out as we go. But I feel more comfortable and confident in our guys that are in the locker room, that they know what to expect and how we want to play. And I think we did a great job of drafting to our identity. you know, and what we want to become here at the Cleveland Browns.
Similar question. I think you said this weekend, you still have a ways to go with the roster. Well, you're two drafts in and two free agencies in. How far do you think you've come, and I guess how far do you still have to go to be, I don't know, contending or whatever you want to be?
Yeah, you said it. We'll find out come September. I mean, that's for us what matters. We go out to win, and we're not judging how good we are based on a draft class or free agency class or anything on paper. For us, it's out there between the lines, and that's where the buck stops, period. We're here to win games, and so we'll know when we're hoisting that trophy that we have a little bit more to do the next offseason, but that's the goal, and anything short of that's not acceptable.
First year is always a transition for you. I mean, anybody. You had the first pick this year. You didn't want it. I get that. But is this the draft that you think will sort of start to propel you and push you forward to the roster as you kind of envision it?
Yeah, was that directed AB? Myself. Yeah, we think this is a big class for us. But again, you know, Kevin, JC, the guys we added, Kenny in free agency, it is – they are all, you know, there's no one brick. This is obviously, you know, a good group. We've set ourselves up next year for another good group to come in. But we want to perpetually be getting better. And we're not going to rest now. We'll immediately go out and start having conversations with people based on opportunities that will come out of the draft over the next week or two. And watch, you know, some guys around the league and what falls out potentially that can continue to help us. So it's a continual process.
We had the DB drafted today. Howard Wilson sounded like he just had three or four cups of coffee before he joined us. Just all kinds of energy. How's that translate to the how's that going to translate to what you're looking for in the secondary?
I think outstanding, because we want those kind of guys that are high energy and excited about being here and playing and competing. That's kind of the way Greg runs the defense, and Dwayne Walker expects our secondary to play. And so we're excited to have that young man.
You're not going to say some of the analysts were saying, that is, he could have been a first or second rounder next year, but you know, just comment on how much talent he has.
Well, he's a tall, long guy, you know, long arms, and he has the ability to take the ball away. You know, which is a tremendous skill. That's what you want your corners to be able to do. So that's what he's going to be tasked to do here. And he's a willing tackler as well. So we're excited to have this young man on our football team.
Can you give us an update on what's going on with Isaiah Crowell?
No, I wouldn't comment on that in this venue. Wouldn't.
Is he signed?
No, he has not signed his tender.
Is that concerning to you?
Isaiah will come in, you know, sign his tender at the time he deems fit. That's how I'd leave it.
Sashi and Paul, too. This is obviously your second draft together. You guys have talked about, you know, the difficulty when you came in last year, getting to know each other and things like that. So how different was it this year compared to last year?
Paul's a lot more weird this year than he was last year. He's grown strange over the last 360 days. No, it's good. It's first of all, we just have a lot more time to prepare with Hugh, with Andrew, who came to us after the Senior Bowl and had to get ready to lead a scouting group through the spring into the draft. But it's been that's been the biggest change. Just more time building the relationships amongst the four of us and be able to work together, understand our team more, what we need. And have really a much better sense of, you know, Hugh's vision for what he wants the team to look like, feel like on the field, how his scheme plays out, and how different traits and different players can fit into that. And Paul may have more to add.
Yeah, no, I think he hit it on the head. I mean, just time, right? Time with everybody up here, time with the rest of our coaching staff, time with the rest of our scouts, just to really try to get as defined a direction as possible, where we all know we're going in the exact same direction. But in terms of this, I think that, you know, this has worked well from the beginning. But and I think it was, you know, has worked well certainly throughout these last few days. But I think we probably felt even more prepared organizationally, not the two of us, but all of us, you know, together. And I think you even sense that right now in the building. I mean, everybody was really excited about what we were able to do, you know, the last 3 days.
Hugh, I guess you ended up with three players who were at the Senior Bowl. Do you recall leaving the Senior Bowl making note of these three, or did it just happen that
No, absolutely. No, we did. You know, I think any time you get a chance to be hands-on with those players, you know, prior to the combine, like we were coaching in the Senior Bowl, that's an advantage for us. We don't want to coach that game anymore, believe me, but we did take advantage of that. And I think our coaches, as well as our scouts, as well as us, all of us sitting here, had a better idea, a better vision of who those guys were. So that did help.
And how about that, on that? I know he's on the other team, but Larry, and I don't know how to say his last name.
The guy from Ogunjobi?
Ogunjobi.
Ogunjobi.
Yeah.
You got to learn that. Come on now.
Okay. But anyway, so what impressed you most about him?
He's beautiful. He's big. He's strong. He's tough. He has great initial quickness. He can knock guys back, and I think he's going to be a tremendous football player for us.
Yesterday you said that you guys were surprised that Deshaun was there at 52. Any other guys you're surprised that you're able to get at those a certain spot?
You know, we didn't know whether Howard would stick around for us, and that's why we tried to adjust where we were sitting. But we were happy where we got, you know, all the guys. David certainly, you know, at the end of the first round, to be able to go and get a tight end, you know, at that position with that skill set, obviously very young with tremendous upside. But for that matter, Jabril towards the end of the first round. You know, for us, we were pleased with where we got all the guys. You know, I think the most important thing I would say is really our group, Bobby Vega, Ken Kovach, those guys in the room, really outstanding work in terms of moving us around, particularly on day three. I don't think we would have gotten at least two or three of these players had we just stuck where we were. And so the activity level there, the preparation, creativity and execution was tremendous.
If your quarterback room remains the same, do you feel like, you know, you can win the way that you want to win this season with one of those guys?
You know, Mary Kay, I think there's some really talented players in the room. I think there's some young players that we have here before, and Cody and Kevin. I think they've improved. I've seen that in our meetings. We haven't had them on the field. Brock has played in the National Football League at a high level before. And then here's a young, talented player that we're adding to the mix. So, again, I just kind of want to get them on the practice field and just kind of groom these guys along with Coach Lee and see where we can take this group. But I think there's talent there. Now, is it exactly what we want yet? We'll find that out. I don't think that is a question we have to answer today, but I'm excited about the guys that we have in that room to work with.
Deshaun said he wants to be on the field as quickly as possible. He wants to contribute. Is that something, obviously, you'd like to hear from him? And do you feel you need to pump the brakes at all because, you know, it's going to be a big adjustment from college system to the NFL system?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm excited that he wants to compete, but there's a lot of work that goes into it. We're not going to stop him, you know, from wanting to do that. But there's a lot of work to do, and I think he'll find out as we go. And if he can handle that, great. You know, we're not going to say, no, you can't play if he's ready to play. But at the same time, he has to understand, and I don't think, you know, I've had enough time with him that way to be able to say exactly what this is that he needs to make sure he's on top of.
You guys really young guys that left school early and stuff. Is that just coincidence, or was that intent, or?
Not intent, but we do feel like, you know, when a guy is able to be as accomplished as, or players are able to be as accomplished as the number of the players we selected over the last 3 days at, you know, as young as 20 in David's case, it says something about what they're likely going to be when they're 24, 25, 26. Deshaun's included in that. And so we like guys that are arrow up. And the longer that arrow is up, the better for us. You know, we are trying to build a group that's going to be together for a long time. And so that's, I think for us, that's the really great thing about the last draft class, this draft class, and the next one. You know, it presents a hell of a challenge for Hugh because he's got so much youth. He can't rely on that veteran presence in the locker room and on the field. But it also presents a tremendous opportunity and challenge for the organization in terms of if we get these guys, you know, on track, they're going to be playing together for a long time. You know, they're all under four-year contracts, five for the first rounders. And to be able to put that group together for him, you know, as he looks out in 2 or 3 years on that field, you know, these guys have been in his system for a while and will be in his system for a while. And that's our strategy and a big piece of our plan.
Somebody, the running back you took, is it Days, I guess his name is? Andrew or something, what's the deal with this guy?
Yeah, with Matt, a very productive three-year starter at North Carolina State. We actually thought he was one of the better pass protectors in the class and catches the ball real well out of the backfield, and he's a solid ball carrier. So we think he has a very well-rounded skill set, but certainly the pass pro ability drew us to him.
You obviously got it, you know, you got a young team already, and you're kind of, I know when you're talking about Deshaun, you know, not going to stop him if he's ready, but also kind of, you know, not forcing it or whatever. But do you see just this draft class as a whole, do you see a decent amount of guys who you think can make an immediate impact for you?
I do, you know, but again, until we're have an opportunity to practice and compete against someone else, do you know? I mean, we drafted these guys because we think they're very talented and able to fit into the to our scheme. So we feel very comfortable with the guys that we brought in here, that they're going to have a chance to contribute to our team right away.
You don't have the Josh McCown type of guy, you know, in the quarterback room anymore. You're really not that seasoned vet. If you do end up with primarily the young guys that don't have much experience, how do you feel about, you know, just the dynamics of the room?
No, I feel good about it, you know, because, again, I do have a veteran player who has played in Brock. And Cody has played football, a lot of football for us a year ago. And Kevin spot played a little bit. So the guys have experience, and they know exactly what it is that I'm looking for. And I think that goes a long way, you know. And then, like I said, this guy that we're putting on our team now, Deshaun, we made a decision to put him on our team because he has some characteristics that we value, you know, as a organization. So I feel good about the guys that will be in there as we move forward.